Hi, and welcome to my podcast. Let's pause this rat race of life and unwind with some practical tips on how to declutter our homes, our lives, and gain that inner peace all of us mamas are searching for. So let's dive right in with some great tips, stories, and advice on how to start our journey with living simply, getting rid of clutter, and gaining a satisfying minimalist lifestyle. Hi guys, you're listening to episode 4 of the Messy Minimalist Mama podcast. I'm Marissa, your host. Today, I want to talk about decluttering the kitchen. I want to embark on a series of decluttering room by room in the next few episodes, so stay tuned in. Well, if your home is anything like my home, the kitchen is the home that gets used the most. People usually say the kitchen is the heart of the home. That's where all the good food is produced. That is where we gather to eat and enjoy each other's company. The kitchen is the most overused room in the entire home, and it usually collects more than just kitchen items. The cabinets are busting with pots and pans, junk mail makes its way onto the countertops, and cleaning supplies are usually in the mix. And really anything that doesn't have a home is stashed in a junk drawer in the kitchen. That was my typical kitchen, at least. I would open up a cabinet and either cooking spices would clobber me in the head, or all the pots and pans would come crashing out. And somehow we still perceive this as a typical kitchen. Before I started on my journey to decluttering my home, I had a really tough day making dinner. I just got home from work, and as I started on my usual routine in the kitchen to get some dinner on the table for my family, I started sifting through all my pots and pans in the cabinet. Now my pots and pan cabinet is really deep and it's just really hard to reach. And somehow amongst the overly packed cabinets, my most used pot I was looking for ended up in the way back of the cabinet. I was so frustrated trying to get it out. When I reached it finally, I clobbered my head on the top of the cabinet. It's funny now I realize, but during the time I really had a frustrating day. So I just spiraled from there. All the thoughts flooded. I can't stand this cabinet. Why didn't I just bring home dinner? The list went on. In the meantime of my cooking adventure, I opened up my spice cabinet, which is located right next to my stove. So there, the natural thing to happen at this time was for my salt shaker to fall and bust all over the stove, the floor, and the counter. I laugh now as I think back to this day. I'm sure we all have our stories in the kitchen we could share. Decluttering my kitchen never occurred to me during this time. So now that I have painted my uncluttered, unhappy kitchen, let me tell you how I decluttered it and how I kept it decluttered. I hope you can take these tips and use them in your kitchen too. So the very first thing I did was take everything out of the cabinets and place it on the counter, and everything that was overflowing, I just stacked on the table. I had a ton of stuff. So for the food, I just left all those in the cabinets. After I looked at everything I had that cluttered up my kitchen, my tiny, tiny kitchen, I should say, I took a basket. You can just make a pile. It doesn't really matter. Just fill it with everything that was not a kitchen item and set it aside. I then took a trash bag and trashed all the items I had that was broken or didn't work properly and that I have just had been procrastinating on tossing in the trash. Well, I finally stopped procrastinating and tossed them out. Then I realized I had duplicates of some items, like 5 cookie sheets, 3 muffin pans, and 10 lids that didn't really fit any container or pot. So those types of items I put in a box for Goodwill. I took all the duplicates out, basically. Now for me, I chose to follow a simple rule that I just made up. I don't even know if it's a real thing, but it's the 1-item or 2-item rule. Meaning you keep 1 of every item, 2 if you use it all the time. So I kept like 1 metal spatula, 1, you know, metal spoon, a whisk, like for the utensils, just 1 of every utensil that I use. I kept 2 cookie sheets because I don't need a ton. I'm not a big baker. I kept 1 muffin tin. I kept my stainless steel mixing bowls, and I got rid of the old plastic bowls that I just never used. My stainless steel mixing bowls already had lids, so it was kind of a dual purpose there. I can store food and, mix things up there too. So that was a dual purpose there. I did keep one set of pots and pans, and the list just goes on. That should give you kind of an idea of, you know, what I kept. So from there, all the duplicates I put in a box for Goodwill. That really helped me out a lot with the clutter. So between mix-match lids, old Tupperware that never had a lid but was still taking up space in my cabinets, to the overabundance of cookie sheets and utensils, I went from 3 crockpots to 1. Why I had 3, I have no idea. But I kept my large KitchenAid stand mixer and tossed my broken bread machine that I never used. I kept my beautiful Ninja coffee maker and tossed my old Keurig. And I kept my toaster and so on. That just gives you an idea of the variety of items I kind of kept. So let's move on to the plates and bowls. So for this, I kind of just made up what worked for our family. I kept 2 dinner plates per member of the family instead of 1. So that way, in case we entertain any guests, we have a plate for that. I tossed out the dessert plates and the teacup plates and everything that kind of comes in those boxes. You know, when you get a set of 8 dishes, the coffee mugs, things like that. I tossed the coffee mugs as well. I just didn't like them for my decor style. So I just kept the plates basically. So in the cabinet, I kept 8 large dinner plates. We have a family of 4, so that gave us 8 plates total with 4 extra plates for entertaining guests. If this is an area of concern, that might be able to help you. We don't usually entertain that much, so it's not really a big issue for me. You know, if you don't entertain, you can probably just get away with 1 plate per person. I did the same thing for our cups. We prefer to use glass cups instead of plastic. They just look nicer for entertainment and just for my own personal taste. I did the same thing with the bowls. The kids each have 1 plastic plate and 1 plastic bowl and 1 plastic cup. There are 3 and 4, so I'm trying to take out the kiddie plates and cups right now. It's just always an argument on what color plate and cup they each get. So it's a battle that I'm just not willing to fight anymore. If you have little kids, you know what I am talking about. My goal is to have a uniform kitchen, you know, plates, cup, bowls, all the same. That way, everything looks nice for entertainment. We have nice plates to eat on, and there are no arguments from the kiddos. It's just a win-win for everybody. So all of our plates and bowls are white. If that kind of helps you, so it matches everything in my house and my decor design and things like that. So, plus, who said that kids had to have themed colored plates anyway? So if you didn't catch, we don't have any extra set of plates to entertain guests with. With that said, a while back, I got rid of all the kiddie spoons and forks. So for silverware, I kept a set of 8. I also should mention I took out all the gotta-have kitchen items, like pineapple slicers or lemon juice handheld squeezers. The only gadget I have kept is the apple slicer. We use it every day, and it's about the only gadget I enjoy using, and it makes slicing apples for me so much easier. So chances are, with everything else that you've tossed, like the pineapple slicer, things like that, you have something in your kitchen that you can already go ahead and eat and use. Like to squeeze lemons, you just use a fork. And it all saves space. So I'm moving on to coffee cups. I really enjoy collecting coffee cups. It brought me joy, and drinking out of a coffee cup in the morning brightened my morning. You know, I get to pick a different one. It's fun. It's cute. Just something for me to do. If this is you, then listen up. Because don't stop collecting your coffee cups, and don't stop partaking in something that brings you joy. Wouldn't that be, that wouldn't be even minimalism anymore, would it? Just be following a set of rules. So my coffee cups stay in a small shelf in the cabinet. You can keep all the cups that fill one shelf, you know, so it's not overflowing or stuffed. So put your most used or treasured cups on that shelf. The other 20 I'm sure you have laying around on your counter, just toss to Goodwill or give to a friend. I should say, for seasonal cups, we went into a bin for that season when that season ended. Okay, so now you should be left with 1 set of everything, or 2, From silverware to everyday bowls to pots and pans to cookie sheets to toasters, you should now have everything you use and nothing extra. You should have tossed the broken items, and you should have gotten rid of all the duplicates in a Goodwill box, along with all the must-have kitchen gadgets and trinkets. Along in that box, you should just have all the unwanted items along with your coffee cups, and you should also have made a pile of non-kitchen items. I would take a moment to look at how small your kitchen looks now, how small all the items in your kitchen look now. Okay, so now that you have taken a moment to kind of look around your kitchen and see how small of items you have left, now take that Goodwill box to your car so it's out of the way. Then sort through the items that are non-kitchen related and put them into the rooms they go in. So that pile is done. You now have just all the items you're keeping. I should mention my cleaning product cabinet is very minimal. It also stays in the kitchen. We are a chemical-free home, and I only clean with essential oils, water, and vinegar. So moving on, you should be ready to put everything back into its place and only have kitchen items to store and only what you use. Now you can arrange everything into a cabinet of your choice and call it its permanent home. For me, I just put everything back into the cabinet it came in. It was just more functional and it worked enough for me. I just had so much stuff to get rid of. So if you choose to do this, then do it now and call it home. Make a mental note that is this place. This is the place for my bowls. This is the place for my cups, pots and pans, and so on. This way, everything has a home and a place to go. It will keep things organized and keep things from just stacking up on the countertop. So I found a place for everything in my cabinets, so my countertops are always empty, except for my coffee maker. This is on the counter because I use it daily. I don't want clutter on my surfaces ever. That's the whole goal. So if you find you can't fit what you have left over in the cabinet, try to swap the cabinet to house the item better, or just simply get rid of it. Having a place for each item in the kitchen will help when you are at the store wanting to buy that cute item for the kitchen. Run through your perfect home plan checklist and listen to the episode where I talk about how to become a minimalist at the store. That's episode 3, I think. I have a very tiny kitchen and not a lot of cabinet space, so don't doubt yourself in this process. Everything you must have and need will find a home in the cabinet, trust me. The rest is just excess. So my husband built me an open shelf unit like on Pinterest that you see, you know, in all the farmhouses. So that open shelving added cabinet space for my kitchen and a decoration aspect as well. I was able to put my most, you know, pretty serving dishes on, like my cake stand. It has a cute lid. A couple large mason jars have gone there. So maybe this is an option for you. It also saved cabinet space as well. So that could be an option for you as well if you have a small kitchen like I do. But that's really everything that I did. Once you've decluttered your kitchen, don't bring in items anymore. If you do bring in an item, then just toss an item that you already have at home so you're not adding to clutter. But that's all for this episode. I hope this episode has inspired you to purge your kitchen and to take the steps to live a minimalist lifestyle. Follow along on my Instagram at Messy Minimalist Mama and see how I have my cabinets currently set up to support my minimalist lifestyle. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you liked what you heard, tap the star in the right-hand corner to get more notifications when new episodes are out. But most importantly, if you know a mama who could benefit from this episode, please share with her via text or email, and let's support each other. Until next time, keep on making those steps to gain a more minimal lifestyle, because in the end, we all know it's worth it.